we can really quickly snap ourselves out of some meh, low vibrational state and doing any one of these, let alone all of them together. Like, I can already feel how I'm lifted up, more motivated. Like, okay, yeah, I got this. It's not that hard. I'm going to take one step in terms of the progress, and I'm going to be proud of myself for that. And when you keep taking the steps in the directions of your dreams, you will absolutely get there. You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. What's up, Queen? So excited to be here with you today, coming at you with a pretty authentic feeling and conversation about staying motivated. I noticed myself feeling a bit of an afternoon slump. I noticed myself feeling a bit emotionally meh. And this is not a familiar territory for me. I am the kind of woman who has tons of energy, and I'm usually super high vibe pretty much most of the time. But I was just in this like sluggish sort of state, and I wanted to change it because I know that I love my life more and I feel best as a queen when I'm following a no excuses policy and I'm super high vibe and I'm going for my dreams. And it's just like, that's the playground where I have so much more fun. So I noticed myself and just observed and certainly didn't make myself wrong. And I want to share with you what I do to move myself through a process. And I'm pretty much doing this in real time with you. I thought a few minutes before I sat down to record this about like, what would I do to get myself out of the state that I was in that I didn't want to be in and where I actually desired to be. And I thought, well, why don't I just do it with you and share it with you? Because I'm assuming this is a pretty relatable subject of like, how do you stay focused? How do you stay on track? How do you stay motivated? So I guess the first thing you do is you observe and you just notice how you're feeling and where you're at with that. And when I observed that I was feeling this way that wasn't optimal for me, I remembered the skill set that we all have that we get to choose what we focus on, and we get to choose our experience, and we get to choose to change our state. So I was like, okay, Queen Gina, time to make a different choice. And I noticed the areas that were like allegedly my dream and goals that I'm working on that in other moods I'm more lit up about. And I've always found it amazing that there's goals and dreams that like is us living our best life. Like, why do we fall out of love with it? Like, why do we lose the enthusiasm? Why pretty much every day do I not look forward to my workout, even though every day at the end of the workout, I'm so proud of myself and happy and grateful that I went through with it? It's wild to me. Anyways, I don't know that I have the answer for that as much as I do have the answer for how to get back on track in super high vibration when you have lost your motivation. So the first thing I am going to do, and I'm going to do it right here with you, is meditate on the vision of the complete and total manifestation, on the vision of the result already being done, on the vision of the accomplishment. Because when I go and get back into that, like it instantly raises my vibration. So I want you to think of one thing that, just one goal that you've got right now. Like, what's one goal that if it were actually accomplished, manifested, completed, like hit the destination, that you would be elated? And we're going to do a short meditation here just to get into that. So if you want to close your eyes, if you can, and be in a quiet and undistracted place, just want you to breathe and get connected to your body and just relax. So much of our lower vibrational feelings and energy comes from us being clenched or tight or unaware. And as we breathe and just let this present moment own and hold everything that it has for us, we notice that we don't have to live in the past about and think about all the times that it didn't happen or it didn't work out or that you tried and didn't get the result you were looking for. And you don't have to be future tripping on, but what if it doesn't happen, or what if it doesn't turn out or doesn't work out for me? We get to be right here in the present moment. We get to notice everything that is awesome. We get to be grateful for our life at this particular time. Feeling our heartbeat, our lungs pumping air, and loosening up our necks, and shaking the body a little, just becoming more loose, less rigid, dropping the tightness. Next, I'm going to envision one of my goals, like the complete, full, just amazing manifestation. And I invite you to do the same. Notice how you feel with this goal being complete. How do you feel with it already being done? I can instantly already feel myself like, be like, yes, I did it. I'm so proud. I saw it through. I didn't stop this time. I didn't quit. I didn't start stop. Like, I saw it through to completion, to manifestation. And it feels amazing. It feels healthy. It feels high vibe. It feels abundant. And it feels like I showed up for me. I made myself a priority. And in showing up for me, I got to really experience the strength that I have and the perseverance and the ability to really trust myself that I do have what it takes to have manifested this dream. And it feels like, yes, work and effort went in, but in actuality, it wasn't that hard. I feel like I dropped the drama and said yes and became focused and got what I came for, really gave myself the experience of receiving my best. And that feels awesome. So I want you to hold this vision of you and whatever your feelings are about having already manifested this goal. And breathe in a couple more deep breaths and exhale. All right. So already I can feel myself so much more in alignment, so much more activated, just like my energy is up, like just picturing this manifestation. And now I've got to like own that I love instant gratification. I love like a super fast, quick result. And so to stay enthusiastic and to stay motivated, I've got to chunk down the steps. Meaning like, you know, I can't do all of this at once, and nor is that necessary. And I got to just take one step that relates to progress in the direction of this dream. Just one step. Because it is progress over perfection, and any progress is progress. And then I don't get too overwhelmed and start feeling overloaded, like I have to do so much to accomplish this dream. I'm just going to take the next step, whatever that is. And we all know what the next step is. And then from that place, it's the next step, and then the next step. And that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep taking all of the next steps until the dream is accomplished, no matter what. Sometimes the deadline is important and it can inspire, and sometimes it can be kind of backbreaking. So I'm going to let you decide if this goal of yours is one of those where you don't actually care when it happens. Of course, you want it sooner versus later, but you are just going to see it through until it happens, no matter what. And then other times, there's a deadline that can really be inspirational and help keep you on track. Because sometimes it's easier to hold that higher vibration for a shorter period of time than a longer one. So I'm going to let you decide. I do it both ways for different things. The next thing that I do is to keep myself motivated, inspired, on track, and focused is I do not put all the pressure on me. I do not self-source for everything. I hire help. I get support. I delegate. So I kind of take a look at where are the areas where I know myself. I'm not going to follow through unless I hire a mentor, or an expert, or someone to hold me accountable. Where am I going to go into shutdown if I feel like I'm the one that needs to do it? So I've gotten really good over the years to like notice the sensation of like, when am I going to go into analysis paralysis, overthink, avoid, procrastinate? And that's usually when the sticky note on my computer comes up about who else can do this. And then I answer that question. Sometimes I have to be the one to do it, but I get to have the support of a mentor or an expert so that I'm not alone in it. And then I make sure on a regular basis, I am surrounding myself with super high vibe people. Like it is amazing, amazing, amazing. I don't know if one bad apple spoils the bunch, but it's like how quickly our energy can be drained by one person who could even be really pretty awesome, but is in like a low vibe state or season or mode. And we women, we're sensitive. We pick up on it and it can just deflate and drain our energy. So when you're going for your goals, you've got to be really, really careful about what are you letting in? Who do you surround yourself with? And so I do it twofold. One is I surround myself with people that are super high vibe pretty much all the time. Next, I make sure that whatever goal is I'm wanting to accomplish, I'm around the people that have already accomplished that goal. It keeps showing me how possible it is. It keeps putting me in the conversation of people that have accomplished this goal, so that's going to make it faster and easier for me to do the same. The next is I really make sure that I am guarding my mind and my heart and any kind of information that's coming in that would drag me down, get me distracted, or take me off my game. And this includes clients, team members, friends, family, any of it. I just know how susceptible I am to getting dragged into other people's stuff or getting dragged down. And I've created a lot of really becoming unavailable for any of the low vibe stuff. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have my own low vibe moments and that I'm not there for my friends and clients and family who are getting tripped up as well. But I'll listen for a bit and then I invite them to go to the higher level. I invite them to look at it in a different way. I invite them to have a different conversation with themselves about whatever their circumstance is. So I'm not taking on their stuff. I've also gotten really good about not being available for any third-party conversation. That can oftentimes happen with work and clients and, well, I heard that so-and-so isn't happy with whatever. And I'm like, no, no, no. Everybody has the ability to come and resolve any situation with me, create a solution. I'm always up for that. But I have a hard no when it comes to any sort of third-party conversation. I don't gossip. I don't talk behind people's backs. If people are going to gossip or talk behind my back, that's on them. I don't even want to hear about it. because it doesn't do any good. It doesn't keep me motivated. It doesn't keep me on track. It doesn't keep me going to the next level. And that is what I become obsessed with. So I've got to set up these healthy boundaries and barriers so that I can keep going in the direction of my dreams. Then the next thing I do, because I have a really short attention span and I need rewarded on a regular basis to keep going, and I do exactly that. I treat myself on a regular basis, especially when I'm like moving through like my comfort zone or getting out of a terror barrier or like, you know, doing a bunch of work that isn't necessarily my favorite. Like, I make sure I've got something to look forward to. So it just depends on what it is, whether I'm going to like buy myself a new blouse or I'm going to go to a new restaurant with Glenn or cook something from a new cookbook. You know, I have my go-tos on how I like to treat myself or call a girlfriend or take a trip, whatever it is. But I want you to reward yourself on a regular basis, because people always ask, like, how do you keep going? And it's because I keep fueling myself with my desires. It's like a bank account, right? When you keep, you know, depositing a bank account with money, it's going to keep building up. And then when a withdrawal is made, it's not that big of a deal and it doesn't go into the negative. So if you keep fueling yourself with things that make you happy, maybe it's time for yourself or a walk out in nature or a bath with essential oils, like something that's just going to really nourish you, you're going to find that it's easier to keep going, because that's like that bank account that you just made into yourself. And then the last thing that I do to really take the pressure off and to open up to the miraculous is I pray. And I don't leave prayer as a last resort. I do it fairly early on in the process, because when I pray, dear God, dear spirit, dear universe, you do what's right for you. But when I pray, dear God, please help me. Please reveal to me. Please show me. Whatever it is, I'm reminded that I'm not in this by myself. I remember that a miracle is available. I remember that it doesn't have to take that long or be so hard. I remember that I have access to infinite intelligence. I remember that I'm loved. I'm remembering the real reason for life. And it was never for us to come here to be isolated and for everything to be so hard and to take so long. And so opening up to the divine always changes everything. And it's getting out of this mentality that no pain, no gain kind of thing. There might be a place for that, but I find this process that I've just shared to be a graceful unfolding. I find that it's a way that we women can accomplish our dreams. And it doesn't have to be this long, laborious process, that we can really quickly snap ourselves out of some meh, low vibrational state and doing any one of these, let alone all of them together. Like, I can already feel how I'm lifted up, more motivated, like, okay, yeah, I got this. It's not that hard. I'm going to take one step in terms of the progress, and I'm going to be proud of myself for that. And when you keep taking the steps in the directions of your dreams, you will absolutely get there. So I want this to be a reminder that this six-step process of meditating on the vision, chunking down the steps so that you're just taking some kind of step, hiring help and support, surrounding yourself with super high vibe people and having those boundaries in place so you don't get your energy drained, treating yourself on a regular basis and praying and asking for help. Life really can be this simple. You can literally lift yourself up emotionally, spiritually, energetically, and physically. And you're going to, yes, get to the desired result. It can be fun. It can be lighthearted. It can be joyful. And it can be this really beautiful journey that has you remembering that your dreams matter, that you do have what it takes, that accomplishment, it is coming. The result is meant for you. And it doesn't have to be that hard. This is the feminine way. Women will all the time ask me, like, well, what's it mean to be feminine? This, not doing things the way the world has taught us, not doing things that are just probable and practical and believing that everything is going to be so much more impossible the way everyone else would say it's going to be. So I want you to remember the feminine way is so much more powerful. It's so much more spectacular. Women ask me all the time, like, what does it mean to be feminine? This, my loves. Remember, the feminine is about the intuitive, the playful, the passionate, the insightful, the high vibrational, the spiritual, the creative. It's all about being and getting really great at receiving. There is a place in our life for the logical, the linear, the practical, the concrete, the tangible, the doing and the action. And when you mix the right ratios, right? Well, so much of what I've shared here has been predominantly feminine, and there's a little bit of action mixed in. This is the exact opposite of the teachings of the world. We've been taught you need to be 90% masculine and maybe a little bit feminine. You need to be logical, linear, practical, concrete. You need to like work really, really hard and figure all this out on your own and, you know, not get in anyone's way and just have a little bit of play and pleasure left over if there's enough time and money left over. That is not the way of the feminine. And it's not working for us. This is why women are bored and frustrated and in jobs we don't like or not showing up at our highest potential and holding ourselves back and staying invisible to ourselves and the world. When we start to be in this motivated place, super high vibe, in our feminine glory, in our fierceness, we get super playful. Life becomes really fun. We get radical. We get audacious. We become the queens of who we actually are. And people then start asking, well, how did you do that? And oh my gosh, that's amazing. And like, it's like, how did you do that? It's like, you became your powerful feminine self. You had access to the divine and you used it. You didn't believe the lies that you couldn't do it, that you weren't worth it, that you don't have what it takes. You chose love rather than fear. You showed up for yourself. You let go of any excuses. You didn't quit. You moved forward in the direction of your dreams and you saw that it actually was so much easier, so much more fun, and could happen so much more quickly than what anybody told you. So this is the power of staying motivated when you're on track, when you're dancing with the divine and you're just focused on who you are really at your core and what actually is possible, everything becomes so much easier. And I'm so excited and delighted to see what your dreams really are. What are you looking to manifest? What can I be praying for you about that's going to help you stay motivated? What can I hold space for on that? I want you to shoot me a DM at Gina DeVee on Instagram, and let's really be in the conversation. I want to hear from you about what you're using in this from this particular episode. Go ahead and screenshot it, tag me, let me know what it is you're working on, and let's be in this conversation together. Remember, thoughts grow stronger as they are shared. And of course, make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast. If this was helpful to you, if it was meaningful to you, I would be so grateful if you would go and leave a review. I want to hear what's on your heart and what you got out of this. And until next time, Queen, remember, you are loved, you are worth it, you do have what it takes. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.